Welcome to Brains, Bibles, and Beyond, where we discuss theology and worldview apologetics. I am Nate Day with Think Like Christ Ministries, and this is Joel Willoughby with Brains and Bibles.
Hello.
How you doing today, Joel?
Hey, I'm doing really great. I'm really excited about today, but you know what? First, if you'd like more info about our ministries, go to thinklikechrist.org for Nate over there, brainsandbibles.com for me. Check out our websites. If you have any questions you'd like answered in some format, then you can email us at podcast@thinklikechrist.org.
And today we have a special episode. This is not in our regular series. It's not going to be released later. We're going to get it out sooner and get it out on our YouTube so that everybody can view it. And we want to address something that's come up recently, and many other people have addressed it also, but we want to put our 2 cents worth in. And so we are going to be talking about the new show Little Demon that has come out. I believe it's on FX. Disney made it.
Hulu.
Disney makes everything. They own everything. So
right.
Anyway, so
yeah, I mean, it's definitely caught a lot of attention, a lot of mixed reviews. You know, there's a lot of argument whether if enough is being said or too much is being said, in disgust kind of idea. So really, I think we just want to tackle a few things here. And one of the big things is how should we react? But we're going to kind of get to that. So, you know, my first thought is, yeah, it's evil. It's an outrageous show. But are we surprised?
No, not at all.
I expect the world to do these kind of things.
Yeah. Although this one is particularly bad.
It is.
It's worth an outrage. I mean, it's the reason so many people are so outspoken against it.
Yeah, so, evil's evil, right? Yeah, so I mean, we actually, I couldn't even watch 5 minutes of it. It was less than that, but I just watched a little bit just to get an idea of it, a little bit of a flavor. And yeah, it's just as bad as what people are saying, if not worse than what I've heard.
Yeah, it was worse than I had thought it would be. I wouldn't say I watched the whole first episode, but I kind of dragged the bottom bar along and hit a few spots, just kind of get a gist of what the show was about in the first episode. And it's just awful. Mm-hmm. Absolutely awful.
But they definitely earned that mature rating.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Anyways, so, you know, I see, of course, there's an agenda with everything, right? Anytime there's entertainment coming out, usually it's not just let's let someone laugh. Usually, even if that is a part of it, there is still some sort of a social agenda being brought forth there. So, you know, the world, you know, just speaking in general terms here, entertainment specifically has been desensitizing us to demonic things, among other stuff, but that's our focus today.
Yeah. I mean, they started with sinful things, and, you know, now they're moving on more and more to the demonic things. And, you know, we've been seeing it more and more over the last probably 20 years or so, lots of shows similar to this, as far as, you know, in the demonic realm, not as just vile as this is, but, you know, a little tamer, but they've still been just desensitizing us to that. So,
right. I mean, it used to be back in the day, if you were talking about, you know, dabbling in witchcraft, you'd be kicked out of town.
Oh yeah.
You know, well, in some places, you know, obviously killed, right. You know, And of course, there's, you know, not all of that was done well or whatever, but the idea was there was such an outrage over dabbling in demonic arts that you would not be a normal person of society anymore. And now it is appetizing. It's very palatable. It's saying, hey, look, you can have demonic power and still be a good person and do good things.
Now, I'm not sure if this show is actually meaning to be a good person as well, but...
Well, you know,
it didn't seem very good.
You're absolutely right. But I remember reading some reviews, and there was a few. Mm-hmm. I think I read three. I didn't read a lot of reviews, but I read three reviews specifically that mentioned how good it was with family.
Oh, yeah. Good family values.
Yeah.
What, father's Satan, mother's is some demon witch, and then the daughter's brother's the Antichrist.
Right. And yeah, it's like, look how they still love each other. And, you know, they're trying to make a wholesome thing out of this. Not good.
It wasn't very wholesome.
It's not very wholesome at all.
It's not very wholesome.
No. That's definitely... So, there, you know, it's the old story where, you know, if you want to teach someone about, you know, bad things, you make it cute or funny.
Yeah.
You know, that's always the dirty trick. you make it cute or funny. It even makes me think of over in 2 Corinthians 11, and Paul the Apostle is talking to the Corinthian people, and he's these people that are pretending to be apostles, and they are teaching horrible things. And so just looking at 2 Corinthians 11, verses 13 through 15, he's talking about these people. He says, "For such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ." And then verse 14 says, "And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it is no surprise if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. Their end will correspond to their deeds." It's the idea that they always dress it up. They make it look pretty. Evil, horrible things. Make it look cute, funny, beautiful. It'll pass.
Yeah, and there's always a justification for why it's okay for you to watch it or partake in it or be a part of it or, whatever. Anybody can justify anything. You find something, some redeeming factor in it. Oh, this right. one you really have to stretch, but people can justify all kinds of things.
It's the old story, you can spend all your time focusing on is there anything wrong with it? You think about, well, maybe, like you said, anything right with it, you can justify it that way. I think the best question to ask is, does this glorify God? Is there a better way to glorify God? And so obviously those questions can't even be possibly entertained when we're looking at a little demon here. So we can go back even to kind of build our scriptural foundation here.
Yeah.
Because we want to build up to how we should act, but first we just want to capture the heartbeat of God here that he portrays. We're going to start earlier in scripture and kind of move our way forward. So Deuteronomy 18, this is back in the law with Moses. This is getting towards the ends of Moses' time of leadership here. Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 through 14 says, "There shall not be found among you anyone who burns his son or his daughter as an offering, anyone who practices divination or tells fortunes or interprets omens or a sorcerer or a charmer or a medium or a necromancer or one who inquires of the dead." Okay, so all that demonic activity type stuff. Then verse 12, "For whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord." That shows how serious it is. And in fact, they're entering the land of Canaan, right? They're driving out these people that are doing these very things.
Yeah, the Canaanites are being driven out because they're practicing these. And God's like, "I'm driving them out in front of you because they're doing these things."
Absolutely. It's horrible. We talk about child sacrifice and everything left and right. And so it continues on in verse 12. It says, "And because of these abominations, the Lord your God is driving them out for you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God for these nations which you are to dispossess. Listen to fortune tellers and to diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not allowed you to do this." So big difference there. So how much should we partake even in a show with this? How much is okay? Seems like God wants a very clear-cut division here.
Yeah. Now, what if I know it's wrong? Then it's okay to watch it, right? or the Christian says, "Oh, I don't think that's really real," so then it's okay.
Right.
I hear that. I hear those two arguments a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. I know it's wrong.
Yeah.
But why are you filling your mind full of trash?
That's the question right there.
And this show aside. I mean, that argument gets used a lot, but this show on top of it is this total garbage. I mean, it is just full of just trash and blasphemy. Everything a show could be rated bad for, it has, all of it. Yes. So.
Yeah, absolutely right. It's we have to be very careful about what we put in our heads. Mm-hmm. First off, our brain actually changes when we do things and expose ourselves to things. Creates new networking paths. It figures out how to do different things differently. It's like the whole idea, like pornography, like literally changes your brain, the physical makeup of it. And so we have to be very careful as to what we put into our heads, because it does change even the way we're able to think. That's a scary idea.
Yeah, it's really, really unfortunate too. And then so many people are just going to fall for this time and time again. And if it's not this show, it's something else. Or, there's all sorts of media influence in our lives, whether it's movies and TV, it could be books and music. There's lots of things that promote the same type of activities that this show itself promotes. This is not necessarily picking on this show specifically, but just in general, how should we think and act as Christians when things like this come out? Because we should be an influence on our society and the people around us.
And to make that point clear too, we're not going to do an episode on every single thing that is sinful.
No.
That's just we're not going to do it. This is just, it's pretty out there.
It's in the headlines now. And we thought, you know what? This is a good time to address some of these thoughts, why it's fresh in people's mind.
We think about the Christian that, like you said, is saying, you know what? I know it's not real. I know it's wrong. I'm not going to be doing these things. There's some entertaining values here or something. You know, I would go to even Ephesians 5. And there's a really, I mean, really like the whole chapter just about is good. I'm going to try to limit it a little bit and just kind of hit some notes along verses 4 through 17 here. Right away, he says, let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place. Instead, let there be thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, why would we keep putting all that stuff in our heads when there shouldn't be there present at all? And you skip down to verse 6. He says, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. And he mentioned a whole other stuff in between those verses there, 4 through 6. And he says, hey, look, this is what the wrath of God is coming down on. This is why people are in the lake of fire for an infinite amount of time. This is no joke. This is not something just to toy with, to play with. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal. In verse 7, he even says, therefore, do not become partners with them. Okay? Because you used to be like this, then you became born again in Christ, and this should not be a part of your life anymore. Going down to verse 10 even, he says, try to discern, you know, tell the difference, right or wrong. Try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Is me watching this show, is that pleasing to the Lord? You know, obviously not. Verse 11, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. So that's what we're doing right now. Then going all the way down, almost done with this passage, and then I'll let you comment here, Nate. But verse 15, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. This is what mm-hmm. we should be doing. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
Yeah, so what is the will of the Lord in this situation? Mm-hmm. Would it be, I mean, it's obvious, but yet we'll find ways to just ignore it.
Right.
And, you know, just speaking of this, you know, the witchcraft side of things, or the witches and whatever else is in this show, you know, there's other shows with things like that in it that people don't get upset about. You know, there's, and we could probably go down a list of something, but I don't know if we want to approach some of that. But is there a difference between some that are more commonly accepted, especially amongst Christians, and then something like this, which is obviously full of all kinds of other just filth and garbage and mm-hmm. sin, but still has a huge element of this, you know, the witchcraft side of it.
Yeah.
So what's the difference in some of these? And how can we think through this? Okay, how can we try to discern the will of the Lord? Is this show okay and this one isn't? Well, this show has a witch in it, so do we not watch it or do we watch it?
Right.
And how do you think through that?
Yeah, I think the first thing we need to recognize is, first off, I don't have to have media in my life as entertainment. Like, that's not a crucial part of my existence. I understand it's fun. It's called entertainment for a reason.
Yeah,
I understand that. We're supposed to have joy, enjoy creation, and it's really cool that we can do this, and we're developing abilities that God's given us. I understand all that, and that's good.
And storytelling has been a part of human history since the beginning, right?
It's always attractive.
And movies is another way of telling stories, right? And
yeah,
shows
absolutely.
And stuff.
So, and I'm okay with it, a story that's not true. Like, you know, no one's trying to deceive anybody.
Yeah.
Everyone knows this is not true. I'm totally okay with that.
It's make-believe.
It's fun.
Those exist.
Yeah. It's imagination, right? Anytime mm-hmm. you use your imagination, it's not true.
Yeah.
You know, imagination is not evil. Creativity, that's not evil, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's with that said, I would say then, when you see something like witchcraft portrayed in some sort of a movie or show or something like that, then the question is, how is the movie portraying them?
Yes.
Are they good or evil?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they trying to even say neutral? Because it's not that either.
Yeah.
You know, it should only be portrayed as evil. Is it somebody, are they doing witchcraft, but they're good? And they're doing good things. They're the hero even through this witchcraft. And it's never condemned in the movie, you know. Then that's a problem. You know, I'm concerned with how I'm raising my children, but even in general, the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to allow them to see for entertainment? And if they know I'm watching something, they're eventually going to watch it.
Yeah,
eventually,
right? They will.
And so then that's going to influence them even more. So what kind of a thinking do I want them to have? What kind of thinking should I be having? And I'd be a fool if I said a movie didn't influence the way I thought.
Yeah, because it does.
Right.
Yeah, we all know that. Yeah. So a lot of people lie to themselves, but they do influence us.
Especially when we enjoy it.
You know, it's going to do it. You know, but the fact is, you know, witchcraft is never good. And if and in a show, if it's being portrayed as a tool of good, it's wrong and sinful. Now, we can make the arguments, why? No, that's not true. Or some people even go so far as to say, well, witchcraft doesn't really, I know those things aren't real. Fact is, they are.
It is real.
Now, yes. Maybe not everything they do, right, but witchcraft is very real. And the spirit realm is very real.
There is an aspect that there are people that are con men, you know, con artists. And the famous examples like fortune tellers, right? So there's the demonic kind of fortune teller.
Yeah.
But then there's the typical thing that you would see in America. Yeah. Where, you know, someone's like...
just an entrepreneur.
It's a hotline.
Someone making a little extra cash on the side.
Sometimes even in the commercials, you'll see that fine print in the bottom says, for entertainment purposes only. And a lot of people miss that. But so there is a difference between the show and lights kind of thing and then the people that are actually tapping into demonic power using that activity.
Yeah. But, but the idea, well, I know witches aren't real. I mean, that's just ridiculous. But... I think that's a good line, though, to draw, like, as just at face value, without digging into it any deeper.
Right, right,
at least have that line. We know if they're portraying witchcraft as good, the show's just wrong. Like, I mean, that's never good, right?
Yes.
Witchcraft is bad. Obviously, the Bible clearly lays it out. People were condemned to hell because of the witchcraft. So,
we want to be careful not to glorify the activity of demons. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. And we could sit here and nitpick every show ever made, every movie ever made. There's all kinds of sin in every one of them.
Right.
Like, even the ones who are made to be good, wholesome family shows, there's things wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every single one has something that you could really, pinpoint. And, obviously, that's not our intent. And some things, are just worth having a conversation with the kids. Something shows up in a show, they're not quite right or not biblical. Then you can have a conversation with them. And there's a difference between, just your typical shows that maybe don't have too much stuff in it, but it can be used for entertainment. And as a parent, you work your kid, walk your kids through some of that to make sure that they're thinking through it right. And then there's something just blatantly evil and in your face,
right?
And there is a definitely huge difference there.
Sure, I would agree with all that.
But if someone came to me and said, I don't think we should watch any movies, if that's your conviction, I don't have much of an argument for
you. It's not gonna hurt you.
Sounds probably pretty good. You're gonna avoid a lot of stuff that you really don't need to see. So
let's move on to another idea here, because what we want to focus in on now, so I know that when I talk like this to some people, they will tend to try to figure out if I'm a hypocrite or not. They want to see some kind of contradiction.
Yeah.
I would say, if you look hard enough, you might be able to find something. So don't. That's not helpful. What we're trying to do is just trying to think through this with you so we can be more like Christ. Maybe we're missing the boat.
We're not banning any shows.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, just think about it. That's all.
Yeah. We want us to all think through this. And then how do we apply this to our lives? And the circle of influence around us. What's the, as a Christian, and I see something that's blatantly, obviously sinful, how do I address it? Mm-hmm. Do I get on Facebook and scream at people with all caps? Do I send out emails to all my friends? What is the right step to do? Like, how do we address this as Christians? Because we're supposed to, we can't just stand by and let sin run rampant and not say anything. But how do you say, and what do you say?
Right. Let me set that up just a little bit more.
Okay.
So, like, little demon, among other things, that what they're doing is they're hijacking some biblical terminology. They're twisting it to whatever sells, and they're profiting from making fun of it, making light of it. And so, there is a natural outrage from the Christian.
Yeah.
The serious Christian. I understand that that's going to happen. We just saw in Ephesians 5. That we're supposed to expose the works of darkness here, right? We're exposing it. We're to rebuke evil, right? That's very obvious. The question is not so much what to say. The question is more of how to say it.
Yeah.
Maybe even who to say
and
it to.
And to whom.
Yeah. Right, right. That would be also very valuable. So I guess the general question is, should Christians be like raging over the existence of the show? I think I've already touched on that a little bit with just the idea of, we expose it, we rebuke it. We need to be we need to be balanced, I guess is the right word.
And with truthful.
Yeah, definitely truthful. Don't exaggerate something to where it's not an accurate representation.
Yeah.
You're doing more harm than good there.
Yeah.
For sure. I think we need to balance our treatment of all the worldly things. So sometimes we get on a hobby horse about something, mm-hmm. and it is evil, but then we're letting a lot of other stuff go.
Yeah.
And that's not right. Let's try to be balanced. That doesn't mean be silent. That just means think about it and try to be balanced.
And have a consistent worldview and decision making.
Yeah.
Because you ultimately, you know, we're trying to teach other people to think like Christ, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And how do we do that? And obviously, as fathers, our number one responsibility is then to our family. You know, the first person I need to talk to about this, you know, is my family, my wife, my kids. You know, obviously, I'm not going to tell my kids all the stuff in the show because it's not for kids to even hear about. But just in general, we talk through the principles that are taught in the Bible with our kids, so that when they come across something like this, they say, you know what, that isn't right. And I'm not going to watch it, you know, and I know why.
Right, right.
That's an important part, you know, and obviously then with like my wife, you know, we could probably have a more in-depth conversation. Obviously, she wouldn't want something like this anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's my first responsibility in my family. That's your first responsibility.
And I just want to qualify something you said there. You said, because you're going to hold back from telling your kids everything. That's small children.
Yes.
Those are very young. Oldest 9 years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
My oldest is nine.
There. That's a big difference. If I had, you know, 17, 20 year old, right?
They're age appropriate conversations.
Yes.
So, you know, as children get older, they're already exposed to things all the time. And,
and
we need to be able to have those conversations. But if they're young enough and they haven't been exposed to certain things, I'm not going to be the one that exposes them to them. But we will have those conversations ahead of time. So when they are exposed to them, they have the principles to hopefully make the right decisions. And that's what, you know, what we need to do. And then who would be next? And besides our family, which should be an obvious thing, but besides our family, who else should we be, you know, addressing this stuff with?
So, yeah, we're looking at what might be called a circle of influence.
I
like that phrase. You've said it before. So the circle of influence here. So, yeah, so you look at like a bullseye, has multiple circles, right? And so at that very core, it's your personal family that you're living with, you know, wife, kids, that kind of thing, or husband. Whatever the case is there. And then outside of that, I would say that I have people that I have more influence over than others.
Sure.
And I'll start with those.
Yeah.
And talk to them. And we'll just see, I think it, you know, if someone brings it up to me, then I'll talk to them for sure. What I'm not going to do is I'm not going to get a megaphone and go out into my church parking lot and just start telling everybody what I think that way. You know, that would be less helpful. I'm not going to go to a town hall meeting and interrupt, you know, and start just blasting my ideas on, you know, what about Little Demon out of nowhere, you know.
Yeah, it depends what the town hall meeting's about, but yeah.
I guess so. So, yeah, I think the idea is just to focus on who can I actually help?
Yeah.
Who can I actually help, and what's the most helpful way to help them?
Yeah. Now, what if you have a huge Twitter following?
Ah, yes.
You know, because what do you do then? Because that's your circle of influence.
Right,
you
know, right.
You've talked to the people closest to you, which you should. You've talked to maybe that next group, you know, the people you have interpersonal relationships with that your friends and relatives that you're close to and can really discuss things. You know, then moving on past that, obviously, you know, there's going to be some opportunities, you know, with the extended church family, different things like that.
Right.
You know, both of us have ministries, so there's going to be people that we meet through ministry that will have questions, will probably even come to us and ask and that. You know, of course, that's all makes sense. But then what about your extended coverage? You know, if you're, you know, a social media influencer, which is huge in today's world.
Yes.
You know, how do you respond there then?
I think that's appropriate, especially if you've already developed yourself to a point where people are looking for your leadership on ideas, things like that, then use that wisely. And then this goes to, I think you should say something. If it is big, if it's on everyone's minds, you know, go ahead and address the issue. But how you say it, right? So like we've already said, expose the darkness, you know, rebuke it, be balanced, be truthful. Still be loving, you know, truth with love. So you're calling it evil for what it is, but the ultimate goal is for people to have a relationship with Christ or a better relationship with Christ. That's the ultimate goal.
Yeah, keep that goal in mind. So, yeah, right. I agree. So, well, I mean, is there anything else we really need to address with this? I mean, I think it kind of covers everything.
It does. It does.
So, but I think, you know, just as a recap, you know, we're not specifically picking on this show. Obviously, we are picking on this show, but not specifically. Just ungodly media in general use the same idea. You know, use the principles in the Bible to determine whether it's right or wrong. Seek the will of God. Should you be partaking in this stuff or not? And then if it is wrong and evil, how do we address it? How do we confront it? Because we should confront evil. We should confront sin. And we should also have an influence on those around us. So how do we do that in a godly way
that's helpful? Have a scriptural balance too.
So it's not ugly, but beneficial.
Sometimes people go on rants about things, get so worked up, but they've never even used one verse of scripture. They've been basing, you know, their actions on or something. So you got to be grounded in the word.
Yeah.
That's super important.
And you know, this, you know, quite honestly deserves a rant.
Yeah.
But did that help anyone?
Right.
You know, maybe, maybe not. How did you do it? What did you say?
Hopefully this program helps you think through issues like this and others. And you know there's going to be something worse coming out later.
Oh, yeah. It's going to keep getting worse.
Yeah,
We all know this. Right. It's going to be hard to make it worse, but you can get worse. And but hopefully, you know, we can all think through this and then be helpful with one another, seeking the will of God and not just getting angry and yelling.
And I think this is actually less harmful than a lot of other things because it's almost pure evil.
Sure.
Like it has is pure evil with maybe something seemingly moral sprinkled in.
It's not, it's not mostly good, but there's a couple little things. Yeah. Oh, it's not so bad.
That can often be more dangerous because you don't have your guard up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it just kind of sneaks right in.
Especially with the younger generation. Right. Like there's no way any sane person would allow their kids to watch this. But there's plenty of other shows that you think are okay because they actually are cartoons made for kids.
Yep.
Or at least that's what you're told. And so, yeah, you can watch that. Mm. Go ahead, turn on PBS.
Yeah, boy.
No, that's a danger zone.
right. Yeah, there's lots of, they're definitely pushing ideas.
Yes.
And if you're not sure what idea a show or movie is pushing, check it out first.
Yeah, because it's something. You should always watch it before you have your kids watch it.
Yeah.
Especially cartoons. Because they're getting worse and worse and worse. So, all right. I think that just about wraps it up for the special edition of Brains, Bibles, and Beyond. And we're going to get this released right away. And we'll get back to our normal podcasts on the first of each month.
That's awesome.